The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Are you hearing the voice of Jesus? Today, I want to speak to you about living by the voice of God, or how we get direction from heaven about what we are to do. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this station. Jesus said in John chapter 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And the Apostle Paul reflects the same idea when he stated in Romans 8, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So in this verse, Paul tells us that every son of God is led by the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus said, "Anyone who follows me will hear my voice." So all of mankind live by either their own voice or their own desires or by the voice of God. Yet it is remarkable that much of Christendom literally stiffens up with resistance towards Paul's teachings of Romans 8 and Jesus' teachings in John 10. This is because most professing church people rarely, if ever, hear the voice of Jesus, nor do they make any effort to become acquainted with it, because they rather follow their own agenda than the agenda of God. Yes, my friend, living by the voice of our Lord means having him direct your life, every bit of it. Now, let's get a little history lesson on the voice of God. Adam lived by the voice of God until he disobeyed. Enoch walked with God. How else could he walk with God but by the voice of God? Noah lived by the voice of God. So did Abraham, the judges, and the godly kings. The prophets lived by the voice of God, and so did Jesus and his apostles. How common, my friend, to read in the New Testament such accounts as these, quote, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot," unquote. Or, quote, "He saw in a vision an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius," or "The Holy Spirit said, Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I've called them." The Bible is overflowing with passages of God speaking to man. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." How boring and unfulfilling to the soul it is to sit under the ministry of men who cannot say the Lord led or God has revealed without cheating. Oh, we don't need to hear more from men. We have already heard enough from men. We need to hear from God. Now, what are some of the ways by which God does speak to man? Well, his way of speaking varies, so observe that, as Paul said, that there are diversities of operations of workings, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. This confirms that God speaks in many ways and that he speaks differently to different people. But the point is, he does speak, he does direct them in some way or another. So we must not try to copy or covet the way God speaks to somebody else. So in what possible ways does God speak to us? Number one, God speaks to us through the Scriptures. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Scripture, the Bible, is foundation and measuring stick of all claims that, quote, "The Lord spake to me," unquote. Scripture is never wrong. It may be wrongly interpreted, but it is never wrong. Our leadings, what we profess to have heard, are wrong if they are not in harmony with the written Word of God. Therefore, the first assignment of new converts is not to try to get a leading or direction of the Spirit, but to thoroughly learn the Bible by which they can measure all things. The second assignment of new converts is to obey all that the Scriptures ask them to do. This is because a disobedient heart will not be led by the Holy Spirit and will err in its impressions. I have to confess that it is very disturbing to me to hear so many people saying, quote, "the Lord told me," unquote. I hear this from people who dress unholy, who are fault-finding, bitter, and resentful, who are full of hurt feelings, who are unfaithful in church, who are church splitters, who have no prayer life, who live in adultery, or who have no credibility in the marriage, at work, and at church. If we quarrel with our spouse, if we complain, if we are resentful toward anyone, if we don't tithe, if we are not faithful in church attendance and prayers, if we are not paying our bills, if we're not helping and honoring our pastors and our parents, if we watch ungodly television programs and listen to ungodly music, we had better not go out saying, "the Lord told me." For if we do such things, we are none of Christ's. Let us not be deceived. Sons of God, obey God, and they make no provision for the flesh. My friends, we must not disassociate hearing from God from holy living. So, we learn that God speaks to us through the Scripture. God speaks to us through the gifts of the Spirit. Now, here are three gifts that God can use to guide us. There's the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, and the gift of discernment of spirits. These gifts are not given to all, so don't expect God to speak to you through a gift which you do not have. The gift of wisdom is mentioned first. It is not the wisdom of men. It is the wisdom of God that is mentioned here. The gift of wisdom is God's, is given, the gift of wisdom is God giving his supernatural wisdom to us so that we may know how to proceed in a matter. Then the gift of knowledge is God telling us what to do. Let me inject here that most things the Lord will tell you to do do not make common sense. The gift of discerning of spirits lets you know what is in man, what's below the surface of man's demeanor and outward appearance. Thirdly, God speaks to us through our conscience. In Romans 2:15, Paul states that our conscience can tell us what is morally right or wrong. The conscience is not the product of biological transmission, but the gift of God to every man born into this world. Indeed, the conscience could be understood as a light that Jesus places into every man born into the world. As in John chapter 1, verse 9. Again, the conscience is the inner light which Jesus puts inside of you when you were born. The conscience can be dulled or by neglect or abuse. We must never go against our conscience. Paul tried to have a conscience void of offense towards God. The conscience always supports the witness of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And in the final analysis, my friend, we will be judged as to how we have responded to our God-given conscience. This is found in Romans chapter 2 and Romans chapter 13. So our conscience, my friend, may be weak or strong, but it will become stronger and more sensitive the longer we walk with God. Fourthly, God can lead us by his inner voice, and that refers to all of us, by speaking to our hearts. So there's a natural man and there's a spiritual man. The natural man has a physical hearing, but the spiritual man has spiritual ears by which he hears the voice of God. When Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Hearing, ye hear not, he meant they could hear with their natural ears, but not with their spiritual ears. Therefore, Christ's message did not reach their hearts. 5, we can discern the will of God by having been with Jesus. The longer we have been walking with God, with Jesus, the more we know and have the mind of Christ. Very often we just know what he would and would not have us do. 6, God can speak to us through our transformed minds. The old mind of the natural man cannot receive the revelations of God, but through the renewal of the mind, you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, Paul says in Romans chapter 12. 7, my friend, we may hear the voice of God through angels and visions and dreams. There are some of the many ways by which God can lead his dear children. It is only as he leads that we can come to the good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, let me end this message with some gentle warnings. Let me end by giving you a few warnings when it comes to hearing the voice of God. 1, as a new convert, realize that most of your leadings will probably come through the Bible. It generally takes some time before your life is lined up entirely with every principle of the Scriptures. It will take some time before you have sensitive spiritual ears. So before you make an important decision, consult with men and women who have walked with God for a long time. 2, before you can trust a leading impression or direction to be of the Lord, be sure you come to the point of total neutrality on the matter at hand. Otherwise, your, quote, leading, unquote, will tend to be prejudiced toward your own desires, deceiving yourself. Again, if you cannot come to the place of total neutrality in your heart, seek out men and women who have walked with God for a long time to help you find God's will. 3, stay away from Christians who have a record of invoking the name of Jesus to manipulate people and events for their own gain. And 4, be careful not to take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So, dear ones, Jesus has a plan for you. He's predestined a plan for you. That means for every day of your life. Oh, it's a most wonderful thing. Because if you go on that plan, it is a plan of peace and of joy and of strength and of the presence of the Lord. So open your heart to him in holy obedience. Follow him in whatever he tells you to do, and you, in one way or another, will hear his voice. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time together. How we are in desperate need to hear other voices or another voice than the voice of man. We need to hear from heaven. So grant us entrance into the secrets of this wonderful way of working with God. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Tune in again next week at the same time on the same station. Goodbye now. Until then.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.